All right, so let's start office hours. This again is an opportunity. Anything you want to talk about here, strategy around your emails, if you have a question for me that you didn't want to ask when the bigger group was here, anything. So who has the first question? Maureen, I saw your hand.
So I'm trying to come up with an offer for the next free webinar.
Yeah.
I don't want it to be the same offer that I did the last time, which was three courses together for one super low price, which was very successful.
Yeah.
But it's probably going to be some of the same people. So I was thinking of offering my consultations plus a product that I'm going to promote in the webinar. But it won't be a big number. It'll be a small offer.
Okay.
A small number offer.
Okay.
But I just don't know what else to throw into the mix. So it's one offer, right? You should stick with one offer.
I mean, you can change it up and see what you mean, don't offer three different offers. Like you could have offer one or two or three on the same. Yeah. I don't recommend that.
No, one offer.
One offer. Cause it gets confusing sometimes to people when you have multiple offers.
But it could be a bundle.
It can be a bundle because that's a one offer. Yeah.
Yeah.
So think about what do your people really want from you right now? Like, mm-hmm. have you ever offered, like you said, consultation, but what if you, is consultation something you do for free or is it paid? Okay.
No, they're paid.
Okay. Yeah, so it's like a strategy session for you.
Yeah. It's like a strategy session.
Okay. What if you offered them like a bundle of strategy sessions?
I was thinking about that.
And again, you have to decide because it can be a little bit of a tracking nightmare.
Yeah.
Like what we do is super, it's really simple, but, and I have a team that helps me manage it. So just to be really honest, but, we create a spreadsheet and we, as people buy this, their name goes on the spreadsheet. And then every week my assistant goes through my calendar and goes and adds the date for that person that's their first session or that's their second session or that's their third session. Now I also track it in my notes with them because I have a specific note for each person that I meet with. So I look and see, and that's how I know how many they have left. And then I do send, I'm trying to do this every other month. I send a reminder for people to take advantage of the strategy sessions, mostly because I don't want them to forget that they bought them. And two, I don't want to get to January and have 100 strategy sessions of people going I can't get on your calendar and these are going to expire. Yeah, right.
Maybe I'll offer a strategy session.
Yeah.
Something different, totally different than I've ever offered before.
It's super fun to do something you've never done before. Cause it's the perfect time to test things to see whether or not people will pay for something. It's just test it, especially on a training like that.
Right. So 50 minutes with me or 30 minutes with me, you pick the topic, go.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. If I could offer a suggestion here, my suggestion would be to offer a 45 minute. Mm-hmm. And the reason for the 45 minute, I have kept mine 50. I always say I'm going to change it, but frankly, to go in and change all of the, everywhere where I talk about a strategy session being 50 minutes is a lot of work. And I'm just not willing to pay my team to go and do that. But the reason I recommend 45 minutes is because nobody books 45 minutes on their calendar. They book an hour. They block out an hour. And so you're going to deliver in that first 45 minutes, you're going to really deliver on whatever it is they need. And then it gives you a 15 minute buffer to do two things. One, to offer them the next thing. So it could be an opportunity to upsell them to the next thing in that next 15 minutes, or two, to go run to the restroom, refresh your water or whatever. Depending on, if you sell a lot of these, what can happen is, every once in a while, it doesn't happen very often to me, but every once in a while I'll have seven back to back sessions. Right. And so on those days, I need that little bit of, I need those few minutes just to be oh my gosh, I got to go, get some water or run to the restroom or whatever. So it gives you that little bit of buffer.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. And so if you were going to do 30 minutes, I would do 25. Okay. Who else? Louise,
I have a couple of questions.
Awesome.
My first one is, I am trying to figure out how to build a list, and I have some emails, but I wanted to know what you thought about paying for a list, and if you know of any sources.
Yeah, I'm a little hesitant to pay for lists, because people who sell lists, like, they sell them to a lot of people. And so you start to recognize, like, oh, my name was sold. And then I think it can be a little bit off-putting. Now, I personally would never pay for a list, because I hate getting emails from people who bought my name. Like, I find it offensive. But with that said, that's just me. That doesn't mean everybody is. So if you want to test it, you just want to be really, like, your message needs to be so spot on to create some curiosity, to get them to take this next step. Like, you have to sound different than everybody else that is also buying that same list and bombarding these people right now with emails. Cause, like, I can tell when my name gets sold, cause it's like all of a sudden I get, like, you know, 25 emails that day from, like, super random things, like everything from, you know, erectile dysfunction to, do you want to remove skin tags? Right. It's like these, like, and like everything crazy in between. But I know, like, I didn't buy anything that would make somebody think that that's, like, targeted market for me. So, just be careful about buying a list. And I would rather that you build it organically, but it takes time to do that too. One of the ways to build a list organically is to put on events and get people registered. Like, that's one of the best ways, I think, to start to build your list. You can do ads, right? Like, that will also build list for you. I think I shared this. Like, I have somebody right now who's doing some Facebook ads for me. She's in the Sales Maven Society, by the way. It's Dina Pruitt. So Dina, this is what she does. That's her business. And we are testing a bunch of things. So we've tested ads that send people to my opt-in. That's been like, eh. One of the main reasons is because I want some fresh people every month for the free training. So that's the primary focus of the ads, is to drive people to sign up for that free training. And then last month, I think, or maybe this started, I think it started in June, we started testing a really low price offer. So we did a $27 training from me, and I think we sold, I don't know, less than 30. So it wasn't a huge number, because $27 by times 30 is not a lot of money, right? I spent more on the ads than that.
Yeah, did it pay for the ads?
I think the first time we, like, barely covered the ad spend with the amount that people bought. And then the second time, I don't think it did, because we changed something in the ad just to test it. But the idea is, for me, it's not that one sale. Like, that's not what I'm looking for. I'm more interested to know, people who will spend a little bit of money, will they then spend more on the next thing? So that's what we're testing, is to see, can we convert those people to a next paid offer? So
that sounds like a masterclass.
Well, I don't think I can teach it. That would have to, Dina's going to have to teach that, because that's her expertise. Ads for me are just like, I feel like I want to pull my hair out when I do anything around ads.
Mm-hmm. I have another question.
Okay.
Where do you get your workbooks printed and mailed?
Ooh, I have the best guy, or they're not really a guy. I just, like, I don't know why I said guy. I have the best company. I'm going to put it in the, let me look it up. I'm going to put it in the chat here for you. Here is my printer. Julie Fry is gone, but Julie Fry actually introduced me to this company, and I have been using them for years, and I have just been super happy with them, and I've turned a ton of clients onto them. So it's called 9 Cent Color Copies, and I have clients from all over the U.S. using them now. One of my clients, she's always got these, like, really cool things, and I'll be like, where did you get that printed? And she's like, from your printer, 9 Cent Color Copies. I think they have multiple locations. I think the location that I use is in Olympia. You have to do all the ordering online, but it is like, I used to get stuff printed at Staples, and the price difference was like, they're like 60% less than what I was paying. Like, it was so big, so significant. And then with the workbooks, the very first time I decided I was going to send printed workbooks, because I was like, I really want you guys to have this physical workbook with this, like, so you can refer back to it. I had them send them all to me, and then I went to like a shipping person and like shipped each one individually, and each one cost me, like, to ship it, it was anywhere from like $16 to $30. They'll ship my workbooks for me for like $10 or something. It's like crazy. It's just, it's so much, like, from a time saving standpoint, just economy, it just makes more sense. They won't ship international though, which is a little annoying sometimes to me, but
thank you. Thank you for that information.
Yeah. Yeah. Give them a, for less than a dollar. So Paula, I mean, you can test it, Paula, and see if they're less expensive than Office Depot or FedEx with a coupon. But for me, I just haven't been able to beat their price. I know Christy Keating was telling me she uses Costco for her printing, and she's found that that's an economical way. At this point, like, these guys have just been so great that I haven't really investigated looking for anybody else. And you can decide too, like, how you want them bound, and, you know, you do have to be pretty explicit, because I have gotten ones. I think I'm in the process of, like, purging every printed piece of paper in my office. And so I think I got rid of it. But one time they sent a workbook, and it was like this thick, because they printed it on like really heavy, thick paper. So they're so big and bulky. And it didn't even have as many pages as the workbook that I sent you for this time around. So you have to be really specific on how you want them printed, which is also why you guys are starting to see, there are certain pages in this workbook where we actually have to insert a white page so that it shows up where I want it to on the workbook. Like, there's a little bit of like finagling you have to do, but I always make my team look like, one of the tasks that I give my team is they go through to try to find my 8,000 spelling and editing errors, and then to try to make sure that the formatting's right. Sarah has another place too. I don't get a proof first, Verla. Mostly because of the turnaround time. Like, I just normally don't have enough. Otherwise, I would have caught, like, that I didn't get the little arrows on the last section for the post offer. So I do try to get these to them where it's usually, like, I want at least 3 weeks before the start of a class. So for me to get a workbook to them 3 weeks, like, there's no way I could get a workbook to them, like, 5 weeks before the start of a class, because that's just, my time schedule just doesn't allow for me to get things done that quick. Maybe if I planned ahead better and time blocked better, but right now I don't get any proofs. And, you know, if it's messed up, then we have had them reprint things before, but it's pretty rare. It's usually, by the way, it's usually an ordering error on our part. So, anybody else? Hi, Kim. I see your hand. And then Julie.
So I had a question. I was so excited and just, I feel so satisfied having this. So thank you, because it's perfect timing for my beta launch.
Yay.
Now I'm wondering, each one of these is applicable. So now it's like all the horses are trying to decide which one to go first. So we had talked about one thing I can do to kind of like pump some life into an old list was to do that opt-in series.
Yep.
Yet my beta launch is happening now. So then I thought, I remember hearing Julie Fry last week say, like getting people on the list to do a one opt-in email, but then immediately follow up with the offer.
Yeah.
So I kind of wanted to get your take, because that sounds like that's really more just where the timing is of where
I would do that. I would do that. Yeah. I mean, if the timing is like you've got an offer right now that people can take advantage of, let's put it in front of them and see who's ready to sign up.
So then if that's the case, is there a particular, would I take like email one from opt-in
mm-hmm.
and then follow up with, because I'm not sure if I'm going to do a webinar yet, but if I just follow up with then the offer email sequence, you know what I'm saying? Like how to put the ingredients together then using.
One of the things that you could do is you could still kind of follow that first section, which is around the opt-in. So I would use email one and two, which is the here's what you asked for. Did you receive it? I would probably still do email three of a little something extra if you have time. And then email four would be the start of the offer, like the promotion sequence.
Okay.
And then I would start it from there.
Okay. And if that's the case, I think the one hesitation that I've had is to do my beta launch, but then have this whole sequence of weekly newsletter.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I'm a little bit more like, I just need to be doing one or the other. I'm concerned of not being able to keep up, especially yeah. with a lot of regular, life happening in the background.
So yeah.
What would you recommend as far as if they opt in, then I'm committing to do a weekly newsletter or a weekly something, right? And that's to be
I don't know that I would commit to a weekly. Like the fact that you have any hesitation around time says to me, expecting yourself to put out a weekly newsletter when you're not putting out a newsletter now is a lot to ask of yourself. Okay. I often say, if I had known how much work it was to write my newsletter every week, there's no way I would have started sending it weekly. Like at first it was super fun and I loved to write and I was like writing all these sales tips. And then pretty soon it was like, oh my gosh, this is every Saturday. I'm spending, anywhere from 1 hour would be like a really easy tip to write to sometimes 3 or 4 hours every single Saturday writing. And that got old. After like 3 years of doing it, it got pretty old. And then I started repurposing just to try to give myself some little bit of a breathing room. And then when I launched my podcast this last year, now what goes is I don't even write a weekly tip. It's my podcast because I have to spend time doing that. So that's the newsletter like that. And so I wouldn't do a weekly newsletter unless you feel really confident about the amount of time that you're going to commit. You could start with once a month and then you could boost it to every other week if that felt good to you. And then if you're really loving it and people are engaged and they're reading and you're getting some business out of it, then maybe it makes sense to go to weekly. But not a lot of people put out a weekly newsletter. And most of the ones that people put out, like, aren't really even useful. So you don't want to just be putting out like something that people are like, I don't want that.
Right. And that was my concern is like, if I'm all in on my beta, so then it's like, and yet you still need a method to be in front of, to be relevant to the list. So I thought, well, what if instead of a newsletter, I did, just a tip or an inspiration for the week.
What that is your newsletter. Like, yeah, that's your newsletter. Like if you're going to do a tip, I would call it a newsletter and I would make a section. Like here's the tip. This goes in the top. And then underneath that is could be the upcoming events or something you're promoting. And then underneath that could just be ways to work with Kim. That's your newsletter. Like I keep hitting my mic. Sorry, you guys. That's what I would do. If you're going to put out a weekly tip, I would call it a newsletter and put it in that.
It just seemed a little bit lighter and much less like a whole like institution of things. But I see what you're saying.
Well, some of this stuff is just repeatable. Like the ways to work with Kim, it's the same thing every week. Like you're not having to change that. It's like, that's the section that goes there. And then you're just updating your upcoming events if you want to put that section in there, or if you want to put another section in there because you're promoting a launch, you could do that too. Like, don't overcomplicate it. And frankly, most of my clients that start a newsletter, and I think I was guilty of this too, maybe kind of after I'd started, like I wrote a couple, then I wanted to give people like all the things you need to know about storytelling in a newsletter. It's like, that's a masterclass. Like that's not a newsletter. So it's like giving one tip. You just need to give people like something that's bite-sized, something that they can go, oh, that's really useful. I also think that that's what you do. That's what I try to do in a podcast too. I'm not trying to give you all the things. I'm trying to give you one thing.
Okay.
Because then it's palatable to the person who's reading it. Like, every once in a while, someone will send me a newsletter. One of my clients, often I get put on their newsletter list and it'll be like, this is like 10, this could be 10 newsletters. You could break this up into 10 newsletters. It would be way more easy for people to digest. And you would like, you would get 10 weeks out of it instead of one.
Okay.
Yeah.
So just to be clear, so you suggest using the opt-in sequence, email 1 and 2, and then a little something echoes number 3, and then email 4, go right to the promotional one.
Yep. Because now it's a beta offer. You're making it, it's like a straight up sale. Like,
okay.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Hey, Julie, what do you have?
All right. I just unmuted myself. Thank you so much, Nikki. I've been busy typing away.
Good.
So here's what I did, and I just want your feedback on it. If you want, I can also share my screen.
Okay.
But I'm sending one email to tell people, you know, today I'm celebrating my 14th anniversary. Thank you. Then I launching my new website, and then I talk about the I say tomorrow you'll get a list of 14 specific things to look for on my website. And a bit more blah blah blah. I have like I have my my list. I have clients and I have contacts. So clients will get a chance to win a $50 discount on their next invoice, and the contacts, it's a gift card. And then in my other email, it's the treasure hunt itself. So I remind them that they you know, I don't know if I should remind them, but yesterday you got an email in which I celebrated my anniversary and invited you to take part on the treasure hunt. So I don't know if it's good that I remind them, but I think that it's good because I can't assume that they all read it. So it gives them a bit more information. And
Julie,
yes.
Will you share your screen so I can see that first email? That's
good. All right. Okay. You're going to give me sharing privileges. Yeah. All right. It's coming.
Okay.
Hang on a second. I have this. Share. I don't know if it's going to work. I have it here. All right.
Wait, I can't see it yet. Oh, there it goes.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Cool. Thank you. So everything is English and French with me. So we'll start with the English.
Thank you. Because I wish I could read French, but I cannot. Okay. So subject line, celebration and treasure hunt time. Good morning, Nikki. Today.
Sorry, I repeated there, but it's forget this.
So one of the things I'm going to say right off the bat that I would love to get some of these I statements out. There's a lot of I statements.
Yes, I'm trying to remove them.
Yeah. So maybe for the good morning.
I forgot a line I don't know what deleted, but yeah.
Oh, okay. So don't change it yet. I'm just going to like talk it through. Maybe you say today it's because of you that we are celebrating our 14th anniversary.
Okay.
And then we say something about instead of saying, I want to take this opportunity, just say, thank you for giving my team and I the privilege of being of service to you.
That's for the clients.
Yeah. Yeah. Service to you. Yep. And then instead of say, I just hit the launch button, just say, the launch button has been pushed and, or let's see. Okay. You can still have drum roll. Like, I'm okay with that piece.
Yeah, okay.
The piece that, okay, so the launch button has been pushed on the new and improved website.
Okay.
Now think about what the benefit to them is of seeing this new and improved website. How is this going to benefit them? And let's add that in there. Like, the launch button has been pushed on the new improved website to make it super easy for you to blah, blah, blah.
Okay.
You don't have to use super easy. That sounds like very,
yeah, yeah, but that's the very language
Nikki,
I would
that's very use Nikki anyway. Language, right? To make it super easy for
no,
you.
No, I would like that too. So.
Okay. Two, and then say something like, what is it going to make it easy for them to do?
Okay. Like, what's the benefit?
Yep. Okay. This new and improved version is the result of a labor of love between my team and her team at Make Magic. Okay. To celebrate both these special occasions, you're invited to a website treasure hunt. I love that. So bold that, like, make sure it like is really obvious. The start with you are invited.
Oh, okay.
No, so sorry. No, bold. Sorry. Bold the you okay, are invited. You are,
yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
And then instead of say like tomorrow you'll get a list, say, be on the lookout for the email tomorrow where you'll have the opportunity
okay.
to win prizes or whatever it is that we're going to give them, right? Like,
yeah, I have it below.
Okay. Be on the lookout yeah. for an email tomorrow where you'll have the opportunity to win prizes by finding or let's see. Be on the lookout for an email tomorrow where you have the opportunity to win prizes in a treasure hunt of the new website.
Win prizes in a treasure hunt for the new website.
Yep.
Well, I would say treasure on the new website.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay. I would take out the 14 specific things. I would take all that out. I don't think you need it.
Okay.
But you might want to bold the win prizes.
Okay. They love that. Cool.
Okay. I'm not sure if you want to have prizes, like a different prize for a client versus a contact.
Okay. So everybody could, they would get a chance to, it would be a gift card.
Yeah. I would just say like you get a chance to win. You'll get a chance to win a $50 gift card. It can still be a $50 gift card towards your services. Like, you could give the client that you pick the option. Would you like a $50 gift card to
yes. Yeah, sometimes I do that when I have.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just like shorter and sweeter is better, I think.
Yeah. Okay.
From what's chapters?
Oh, that's Canadian. It's a place where you can buy books.
I would just say get a chance to win a $50 gift card and leave it at that. Take off where it's from.
A gift card of your choice, maybe?
Just say, answer as many questions, get a chance to win a $50 gift card.
Okay.
Yep. Okay. I like the last line. That's cute. Okay. Yeah. See, we got some of your eyes out.
Yeah. Cool. And the rest I can just basically, it repeats a lot of what's been said in the first one, except now, I actually put the questions to the treasure hunt.
Okay.
Yeah. So I can do that myself.
Okay, good.
It was more with the first one, the introduction, the rest. And I'm thinking of those who did not. So I'm going to be sending I'm just going to stop sharing. I'm going to be sending the treasure hunt questions the day after that first email.
Yeah.
So on the 11th. And then 2 days later, and those who answer, I'm going to send them a personal message. You know, I don't have like thousands of people on my list. So when they answer the questions, I can actually answer them myself personally without going through MailChimp.
Okay.
But then on day four, the day before the draw, I'm thinking of sending an email to those who did not open or did not respond. What do you think?
Say the last part again, the question. Sorry. I noticed my eyes went to a question.
Okay. It
they haven't opened.
I'm thinking of sending an email 2 days later of those who haven't opened the email with the questions or those who did not respond. That I know that they responded but they did not click on the reply button.
So it could just be like a subject line, something really simple, like there's still time to win.
Oh, I love that, Nikki.
Okay, good. I like that you love it. And then, it's just like, in case you haven't, you know, taken us up yet on the offer to win a $50 gift card, here's how you do it.
Okay.
And then you outline the offer again.
Yeah. Perfect.
Okay, good.
All right. I got so much done in the last 3 weeks. It's insane.
I love that. That makes me so happy. Really good. All right.
Thank you so much. I'll keep you posted.
Okay. I want to hear. Who else has a question or a comment this morning? Verla? Oh, you're muted. Hold on. I'm going to unmute you. There.
I have a series of 3 classes that I've been doing for probably at least 15 years. And they're called Heart-Based Sales and Marketing. And truth be told, they're probably, each of the 3 classes is probably 5 hours. So online, they'd probably be an hour and a half each. And just to give you an idea, they're identifying your target market, identifying your ideal client, and reframing your relationship with sales. Because when people hear sales, you know, they spin out. They're master, right? You're the sales maven. So I've been doing this for my kind of business, which is service-related businesses, right? Not retail. And so I'm looking at putting this online. And my question is, I would do a free offer up front. But when I'm looking at the
breadth... Hey, Verla, can you get your mic just a little closer to you?
Yeah. When I'm looking at the breadth of this material, I'm wondering if I should do a free offer and then one class that's 2 parts, or if I should do a free offer for the series of 3 classes that's actually 6 parts.
Mm. it's one of those things I'm going to go back and say, you probably have to test it and see what drives, like, you like A/B test it, right? What, like, we try this and we try that and we see which one converts better. Or the other way to do it is to sell them the first class and then make a special offer for them to upgrade to the next class and then an upgrade to the next class. Now, if you're going to do it that way, one of the things that you could do, and it depends on your system, right, and where this training is housed, but you could do they buy the first class and it takes them to a thank you page. And on the thank you page, you have a video that says, watch this mandatory video now. By the way, I got this from my coach, Shane Zams, and I do this. Watch this mandatory video now. And then I just spend 2 minutes kind of explaining the class, how, for, you know, the best way for them to take advantage of it. And then there's a sales pitch at the end. Now, the people who get the most out of this class are the ones who go through all 5 parts. So I have a special offer for you to upgrade right now. This is a one-time offer, so you can decide to do it or not do it, but you won't see this price again. And here it is. And then I lay out, like, here's the special offer for all 5 classes, and you can just buy it now and upgrade.
I love it. We'll see how dynamic my system is to put something like that online, but we know we're going there, right?
I know. So you could put it into like a membership platform. I am in my Sales Movement Society members don't know this, but, or maybe I've shared this, but, Sina, I want to see your email next. So I am moving my platform. So right now where the Sales Maven Society is housed, it's super slick for the people who are members. What it really lacks is my ability to make it super easy for people to take next steps with me. So that's one of the catalysts for moving my training over to Member Vault. So there's Member Vault.
Member Vault,
and then there's Kajabi. There's others out there. I chose Member Vault just because it came recommended to me from somebody who has a membership platform very similar to mine.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I haven't considered memberships yet.
It doesn't have to be a membership, though. Like, Kajabi is mostly courses. So you might check out Kajabi. It's spelled with a K.
K-A-J-A-V-E or something like
Kajabi,
that.
Kajabi, I think, B-E or B-I.
B-I.
I don't actually know.
Okay,
I'll look it up. But yeah, I think if you type it in, and you can put courses up there. Thank you, Kim. Okay, Sina, let's see it. You want to share your screen with me?
Yeah, hi. I don't know if you can hear me well.
Yeah, you sound great now.
I have a horrible background, too. Alaska's not perfect for this kind of stuff. I don't know how to share my screen, though.
Okay, so at the bottom, if you kind of move around on your, you'll see a share screen. It usually looks like green. Hit that, and then it'll give you a choice as to what screen you want to share. And then just hit share screen. See if it works.
Okay, I think I'm almost there.
There you go. Here it comes. All right, good.
Okay. This is my, I'm way back at email to share your story.
That's okay. Nothing wrong with that.
It's actually almost harder because I had an email series that's 6 years old. And so it's like fitting the pieces together. So I felt pretty proud of myself because email two did have my story.
Good.
So that was one small win, but I added like some of this language. Will you be willing to share your story? And then, yes. You know, some of that stuff. So I go into this, like my kids had food sensitivities and, you know, just the benefits of having wild caught fish in your freezer. I guess, I have about 3 different versions of a story I could tell, you know?
Yeah.
Is this the right story to tell?
I mean,
and,
sorry, go ahead.
Where I'm kind of stuck. So that's kind of my first kind of question is this even going to connect with people kind of talking about my kids and their food allergies? You know, is that going to connect with everybody? I have 50% male and 50% female on my list. Mm-hmm. So some people are interested in cooking and feeding their family. Other people, you know, are sport fishermen and this might not connect as well.
Mm-hmm.
The part where I'm kind of like stuck for right now is I added in during this session, I added in this, like, I understand you might not have access to the high quality fish and some problems, and kind of bringing it back around to why we're doing what we're doing is where I got a little bit stuck today. You know, bringing it back from the story to our goal, and I don't want it to be 10 miles long.
Okay. So what if we, will you scroll back up just a little bit so I can see? Okay, great there. So I think this makes sense because I think food allergy is something that a lot of people think about, talk about, and are experiencing or know people who experience it, right? So I think it makes sense. And then growing up in a multi-generational fishing family, I forgot what
it felt to me like it was like a little bit vulnerable. Like I have a food science degree and a fisherman as a husband, and I even felt confused for a minute.
Yeah, I love that. I think that makes you super relatable, but I wonder if you could be more like on the nose about that. So,
like saying what I just said.
Maybe if you say it as, even with having a nutrition and food science degree, I still struggled to find answers and was spending hours in the grocery store reading food labels.
Okay. I like that.
So even with having, or not, maybe not with, even having, you don't need with, sorry. I'm super wordy when I'm just talking. I still struggled to find answers and was spending hours in the grocery store reading food labels.
You guys can see my horrible spelling.
Oh my gosh, girl, I am the worst speller in the world. So there's no judgment here. And especially when I'm typing in front of people, it's like, I'm like, did Nikki go to kindergarten? That's how I always feel. All right. Yeah. Okay. So the real answer was in my freezer full of amazing wild caught fish. Maybe you say next though, is like having discovered the advantage of healthy wild caught fish, Rich and I decided to make this available to other, you know, to other families, right?
Okay. I'm kind of trying to do that a little bit further down.
Yeah.
But I could move it up.
Yeah. So you were saying like you didn't want it super long. I feel like you could shorten it here.
Okay. So going right from maybe rediscovering.
Yeah, rediscovering.
I'm having trouble with my tenses now. Having rediscovered.
I forgot a huge advantage I already had. Yeah, having rediscovered. I mean, you could say having rediscovered the advantages of having healthy wild fish, rediscovered the advantage of healthy wild fish.
Yeah, it's real simple. I wanted to say, like, we want to bring that to you. You know, we're lucky we have this in our freezer.
Yeah.
we want to give that to you. We want to bring it to people everywhere that don't have the access.
So maybe you just say, having rediscovered the advantages of having healthy wild fish, it prompted Rich and I to want to make this available to people like you.
Maybe I don't need this.
Or, yeah, I don't think I don't think you do. And then I would take out the I understand and just say you might not have access to such high quality wild Alaska. Or,
oh right, you thought that.
maybe you say you I want to say like yet here, like you might not have had access to such high quality wild Alaskan fish yet, or I don't know, I'm struggling with that sentence. You might not have had access to such high quality wild Alaskan fish. And now you do. Maybe you say that. And now you do. You might
and
not.
We want to bring it to you.
I think you have to say you might not have had access. Had, yeah, access. And then I would capitalize like and, but that's just me. Like all of the, I would like make that all caps, A-N-D. And now you do.
And
okay, I wouldn't capitalize that, just the and. Yeah. And maybe we say here, you no longer have to worry, or you no longer have to worry when you're in your grocery store and ask, like, is it really fresh or just defrosted? How long ago was it defrosted? When was it caught? You know, where was it caught? What type of fishery? Is it sustainable? Like you no longer. Maybe it's like you no longer have to, yeah, wonder at your local grocery store. Is it really fresh or just defrosted? How long ago was it defrosted? When was it caught? Where was it caught? What type of fisheries? I love that.
Okay.
Do you love it? I can't see your face now, so.
Oh, right. No, I like that. Okay. That's something I just added. I'm trying to kind of bring it home.
Yeah.
To what people are really thinking about. So some of this is going to be redundant now. I can just pull it out.
Yeah, I don't think you need it. Maybe you just start just like, with our goal for CNSC is to get our premium quality, amazing, healthy, clean, wild. Yeah. I don't know if you need that, if you want to eat more fish or know you should, but aren't sure where to find it. Like, cause we already said like you're in the right place. Maybe you just say, once you taste our premium quality, you'll be hooked.
I could even bold that.
Yeah.
The last part I've added in this with the training. Because
so instead of saying I want to empower you, so maybe you just say like,
you're now empowered?
No, I feel like that's like, maybe you just say like, you now have a trusted source for wild and sustainable fish, plus an easy way to purchase directly and the confidence that we'll be here with recipes and tips to keep you inspired every step of the way.
Plus an easy way to purchase.
Yep.
Okay, that's way better.
Yeah, I like it. Okay, so I feel like the last two little sections are kind of the same. You're saying kind of the same thing. So I would just pick one or the other.
Let's see. You mean that because I was just, that's just a formatting.
Oh.
Sorry, this is just formatting, whether I do it in little sections or big text blocks. It'd be an honor to hear more about your story. Oh, and then I'd love to learn more about what you're looking for. That's too, I don't need both.
Yeah, I don't think you need both. It'd be an honor to hear more of your story. I would just say, I would be honored to hear more of your story. I'd love to learn more about how I can best support you, or please reach out and let me know how I can best support you.
Okay, and then take the rest of that off.
Yeah, I don't think you need it.
And then I finish my emails. I have these blocked. This is kind of always at the end.
Yeah.
Eat Wild to Save Wild. I have our logo, and then I have a little bit about us. What I found is I saw your PSs, and I'm like, I don't even know where I'd put a PS because it would be way at the bottom of this part.
Yeah.
Does it make sense or?
Maybe not a PS in this one doesn't make sense, but I do think you could put a PS at the bottom right there if you wanted to. Like PS to place your first order, PS to place your next order, click here.
Okay, but that's where I would put it displacement-wise. I don't know if you can see it on the screen.
Yeah, I can see it. It's below underneath your family picture.
Yeah. That I just have struggled with. I haven't used a PS just because
maybe you don't put PS, though. Maybe you just put a little section right here that says, to place your next order, click here.
Because at the top of this email, I give out our recipe book, and I also do a 10% first purchase. So that's
That could go at the bottom right there. That could also be, you could duplicate that, that section at the bottom.
Okay.
That is kind of your PS, even though you don't have to say PS there, but I would duplicate that is like, okay, now this is a very like NLP thing that I'm going to share with you, so you can decide to do it or not. But instead of telling people don't miss out, we want to tell them what we want them to do, which is to take advantage of your discount code.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. To save. I would say your, yeah. Discount code to save 10% off your first purchase.
And this is, that is a link. No, it should be, it will be a link. but I can also add the button.
Okay. You can, I wouldn't add the button at the bottom. Like I would just say like, click the link and add the code. Or I don't know if that takes them right to the code is added or what.
Yeah. If they click that link, it takes them, it clicks through and it automatically adds the code to checkout.
Oh, that's so cool. Like, I love that, that you have it set up like that. That's sweet. Okay. So I would just put it there like you have it.
Okay.
And make sure it's got a link.
I can add PSs there. I see that people do that and they just like really condense their message.
Yeah.
I just haven't felt like confident in the, really in just the location.
I like it, but again, I think it looks okay, but if you hate it, we'll come up with a different plan.
I don't hate it. I just felt like it should be right after my name. Like it was like before or after that block.
Most people scroll through their email. So we want them to really see this at the bottom. And I would probably, by the way, I would bold save 10%.
Oh, save 10%.
Yeah.
Okay, while we're here, want to look at the top half or does somebody else have a question? I don't want to.
Let me see. I'm going to stop sharing your screen just for a second so I can see everybody. Can I see everybody? Hold on. Let me see who's still on the call. So it looks like Susan's still here and Julie's still here. Susan or Julie, if you have something you want, well, specifically Susan, because I haven't looked at anything for you. So Susan, if you're still here and you have something, let me know. Okay, Julie says she's good. All right, Susan, just unmute if that's the case. Go ahead, Sina, let me see the top.
Okay. Do I need to go back and share again?
Nope, you're still sharing. I didn't stop it. I figured out how I could see who was still here. Receive it. It was sent in this book. I like it. It reads really friendly.
You should like it because it's very much copied off your email.
Sometimes I make myself sound like such a jerk. I really like how you sound like me. Sorry. No, I like it though. It does sound really friendly.
Good.
You just made my
day. I appreciate it because I've always offered the cookbook and I've always offered the code, but it never sounded so good. So,
good job. It sounds, it feels super friendly and like I just get a sense from this. Like I'm talking, like I feel like we're having a conversation and I'm getting access to you, a real person who understands fish and cooking and family. Like I would really embrace that side of your business. I'm sure you guys do, but like that family picture of you, like just, it's so engaging.
Okay, cool. That's great. Cause sometimes I have so much to say. I'm saving it all for the next one I'm working in is the opt-in, basically the one where you get to, it's the sales page.
Okay.
Because I have a lot of information. I feel like at this point, I still feel like I'm holding back. I have so many different things to talk about.
So I would be careful about talking about too much, right? Because there's other, like maybe for you, it makes sense to add, instead of it being a 5-email sequence or 6-email sequence, like maybe it's a, you know, a 10-email sequence, right? Where one time you're talking about salmon and the other time you're talking about halibut and the next time you're talking about sablefish.
I also have blogs that I can link. So like, I
those are great for your little something extra.
Okay. So for my little something extra, I really had to think about that and I don't want to take all the time here. So anybody can jump in.
I am going to wrap you up in just a minute only because I do have like, I have something else at noon.
Okay. I have a download or it's just a guide. It's like how to buy wild.
Awesome.
And so I just thought I would plop that in as something extra because I was using it for something else.
Yeah.
So it's not huge and it certainly
doesn't need to be.
It's just a PDF, but I think that it's good. I never had that in there.
I like
that
it.
Makes sense to me. If I have a lot, just break it out and put it into more emails.
Yep. If you're feeling like I have, you know, this email read it. The other thing too is like time it. How long does it take for you to read it out loud? If it takes you, you know, more than probably like 5 minutes is probably long. Like you're too long.
Okay. Well, I really, really appreciate this. I put it in the chat, but I like seeing your emails. It just is super helpful. Thank you.
You're so welcome. Thanks for taking part in this. Thank you guys so much for being here. I am going to sign off. Have a great rest of your day, and I will be in touch with you soon with the replay. Thank you. Bye.